Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. God's word for our consideration this morning, God's word to encourage and lift us up, God's word to nourish us as we walk the path of life together with Him, is from the Gospel lesson, Gospel according to St. Matthew, toward the end of this text. And Peter answered him, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. He said, come. So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me. Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. I want you to think about yourself, your faith, and your life. And I want you to think about how fragile you are. Even though we think we're strong and durable, we are fragile creatures. And I want you to think about this morning, because it's so important for us to think about. So God says to us, good morning. I am the Lord your God. Today, I will be handling all of your problems. Please remember that I do not need your help. If the devil happens to deliver a situation to you that you cannot handle, do not attempt to resolve it. Kindly put it in the SFJDT or TD box, which symbolizes something for Jesus to do. It will be addressed in my time, not yours. Once the matter is placed into the box, do not hold on to it or attempt to remove it. Holding on or removal will only delay the resolution of your problem. If it is the situation you think you are capable of handling, please consult me to be sure that it is the proper resolution, because I do not sleep. Nor do I slumber. There is no need for you to lose sleep. Rest, my child. If you need to contact me, I am only a prayer away. Love eternally the Lord your God. I want you to think about that. I want you to think about that little box. And I want you to think about all the problems that exist in your life, to put all of that in the little box. The last 6 months, 7 months, has not been comfortable for me. I have had many a problem, from a broken foot to the little index finger, and to the very medical science of looking at that finger, and also subsequently being diagnosed with a blood clot in my right leg due to the improper sleeping or laying or even sitting in a chair the time that I was in the hospital. I learned that I'm not that strong, that I need to put all those little problems in that box and let God handle it. But you know, I think that I am bigger than God. I think because I live in this world now and I'm seeing all these problems, I can handle them. Little do we know. But the problems just escalate. And then, 2 o'clock in the morning, you wake up and you start to think about how devastating this little finger is. You start to think about how stupid it was when I got the blood clot. being blood thinners. I didn't put it in that box. I didn't put it into that S, something for Jesus to do box. Each and every one of us has faced trials and difficulties. We're not immune. And each of us are suffering these kinds of things because of sin. And Paul tells us about that sin in Romans chapter 7. The very thing that I wish to do, I cannot do, because it is a sin that dwells in me, he tells us. So each and every one of us has those problems. Well, they might not be medical problems. They might be even doubting that God is strong enough to handle everything. And may even be doubting that God even exists. You know, we go through a time like that. Oh yes, we hear all the sermons. We hear all the words from the minister, the priest, the pastor, and whoever we listen to. And sometimes it goes in one ear and out the other, and we do the very thing that we hate to do, which is sin dwelling in us. We come to church, we hear God's word, we praise Jesus that he is our Savior, our Redeemer, and as we walk outside the church, we do this very same thing we did before. I don't know if you detest all the political commercials that are on TV, but I detest them, especially when one who is running uses the word damn and hell, and it just goes over everybody's head. And that politician keeps saying that. She said over and over and over again. So it even seems right, but it's so wrong. We tend to rely on ourselves to get the problem done. I'm sure each and every one of us has opened up the box, seen the diagram that whatever it is, the file cabinet, the desk. Yes, the gym set that you set up for your children or grandchildren, and you see the outline, and all of a sudden you say, oh, I know I can do this. And you come up with one or two screws short, or too many, and you wonder where they're supposed to go. We have those kinds of problems. And we fail to even look at the directions. So what about our spiritual life? We say, you know, God, I got this. Hey, I'm strong. I can lift things and I can solve the problem. And God says, put it in my box. I'll take care of it. But God isn't here. God isn't visibly here. And so we tend to forget about it. We tend to push God out of our lives and take hold of those problems. But you know, God cares for us. Jesus cared for his disciples. Not to scare them or frighten them, but to show them how much power and strength he had walking on the water. And of course, one of the disciples, the fiery disciple that told Jesus just a few months or year into his service and is ready to go and die for everyone, and Peter said, I'll take up the sword, I'll die with you. You know, Jesus tells Peter, you know, the devil has asked him that he would sift you like sand. But be strong. You're going to help him and lift up your brothers when this is all over. That Peter He writes in the first letter, he writes for us to give everything to God because God cares for us. He cares for each and every one of us. In the trials and temptations that we face, He is there. He's there to lift us up. He's there to strengthen us. He's there to keep us in Jesus. Jesus is there. The writer of the Hebrews says, keep your eyes on Jesus, the author and the effecter of your faith. And Jesus himself says, focus on me. Your eyes are to be mine. Continue to focus on me this day and always. Don't forget to put it in that special box. I always have to look at the letters to make sure so I don't goof it up. The SFJTD box. Something for Jesus to do. I want you to think about that. I want you to think about putting that stuff in a box for Jesus to do. Because that's what he's there for. And he comes for us. Keeping the eyes on Jesus sometimes is very difficult. When I was in Babe Ruth baseball is ages 13 to 15. And they saw that I couldn't be an outfielder because I wasn't that great at picking up the ball in the sky. But I could be a first baseman because I could stretch out there and put my glove out. But there was mistakes I made. I would keep an eye on the runner on first base and miss where the ball was going. And the coach would pull me aside after that and he'd say, Scott, keep your eyes on the ball. Watch the ball because that ball will come to you. And as it comes to you, as you're stretching out, you keep your eyes on the ball, you're going to have it. I'm not talking about baseball story for all of us today, but I want you to think about keeping your eyes on Jesus. Keeping those eyes straight. Because Jesus loved you so much that he gave his life and death for you. And he rose again to give you everlasting life and the forgiveness of sins. So keep your eyes on Jesus. And when you're stressed, when you're overcome with worry and anxiety, put it in that special box. Put it in that box for Jesus to do. Because that's what he's there for. To care for you. As a shepherd cares for his own flock, Jesus cares for you. In Christ's holy name, amen.